Hello, everyone. So I decided to give you more of Maximus Autism Moms. This is definitely the last episode where I talk about the sexual romantic parts, because I don't want to make that all about me and autism moms for sure. But these are aspects of the autism mom life that a lot of people are unaware of. And that's not being disrespectful, but usually the autism mom experience is not highly talked about nor strongly publicized within mainstream media. So I'm going to change that with my media platform I've created. So there were times where autism moms would respectfully disagree with each other about how I should go about my sex life. They would have these conversations with me as a group, and they would have these conversations with each other when I wasn't there as a group too. And sometimes they would have these conversations with me individually, meaning one at a time. And from what I remember, from what I accurately remember, there are many times that autism moms were saying, some of them like, well, I want Antonio to be a family man, wife, children, picket fence, house, a dog or a cat, the American dream. And there are some autism moms who are like, no, I don't think that monogamy should be forced upon him. I don't think biological fatherhood should be forced upon him. I don't think pet owning should be forced upon him. I don't think living up to the antiquated American dream should be forced upon him. Then you had other autism moms saying, well, I'm not forcing these things on him. I just feel like he gives me that vibe by being who he is, that this is right for him. The autism moms are like, with all due respect, Antonio's not totally traditional. He's more of a non-traditional kind of person, so he's not 100% into these things. And then the other autism moms were they were having a banter that was about, well, I just don't want Antonio to get it. I don't want Antonio to catch diseases or infections. I don't want him to have unwanted children, unwanted pregnancies. And they were like, well, you know, autism moms, we do need fidelity in a man. Because we are underrated in the dating market, in the marriage market. And the other autism moms are like, well, we all know that Antonio is naturally sexually wise, so I don't worry about infections and diseases when it comes to him. Antonio does everything in moderation. He eats in moderation. He drinks in moderation. He sleeps in moderation. He rests in moderation. And he has sex in moderation, and he exercises in moderation, he hangs out with his family in moderation, he hangs out with his friends in moderation, he has healthy banter with colleagues in moderation, he has healthy socialization with talk buddies and hangout buddies, all in moderation. Tony is an all things in moderation kind of person, so I love his hedonism because it's in moderation. I love his pleasure because it's in moderation. And they said, well, we agree with you on all those points. Strongly and respectfully, we agree with you on all those points about him. And they said, at the same time, I do feel like I just want him to have somebody to come home to, you know, because Antonio is a hard working, smart working man. He needs a woman to come home to, you know, to make sure that he doesn't have to come home to an empty home, because that would make him lonely. And the other autism moms are like, well, you know, Antonio always has plenty of people around him that love him, so he's not a lonely person. And if he wants to come home to somebody, they don't have to be married to him. And even if he wants to come home alone, he always has people who love him willing to come over. And the other autism moms are like, I feel like it would be better for him to be married, because, you know, family and friends are wonderful. However, we know that when Antonio comes home, he may need his sexual romantic needs to be met, and his wife will always greatly assist with that. Plus, they said that Antonio has that lovey-dovey side to him that I have personally witnessed. And the other autism moms are saying, yes, he does have a lovey-dovey side. And yes, Antonio would make an excellent spouse. They said, however, just because he doesn't have a serious relationship as society would define it, that doesn't mean he doesn't take women seriously. And that doesn't mean he doesn't treat women seriously, because he does treat women seriously, does take women seriously. And they said that Antonio's not a homewrecker and he's not a heartbreaker, so him having multiple women in his life is not cancerous. And they said, we understand the sexual past he had, but that was because of what evildoers did to him. That's not innately him. So even if he decided to have multiple women in his life again, because Antonio heals himself, I would never connect what he's doing now with women to what happened to him as a child. That's unfair to him. And the other women were saying, I agree with you in terms of Antonio doesn't do things out of trauma. That's never been in naturally him. And they said, I do agree with you that Antonio does take women seriously. Antonio does treat women seriously. And they said, I agree with you that Antonio and women is just an intrinsically positive part of life, together and separate. They said, however, I really want one of us autism moms to make sure that his sensory diet is met. You know, I want to make sure his taste buds are unaffected, and, you know, I want to make sure that when he comes home, He has kids. He and his wife's kids to be playful with. And that, personally, I want to make sure when he comes home that he always has his sensory diet met. Like, I cook him everything that does not give him migraines, that does not give him any kind of flu or any kind of virus, because those are a big deal, especially if you're on the autism spectrum. And they said, I want to be Antonio's trad wife. He takes out the trash, I cook and I clean, and they said, we don't mind being his housewives, you know, if he married one of us. And the other two moms are like, well, I agree that Antonio should have his sensory diet needs met in terms of making sure that he's not constantly going to the toilet because of how the food was cooked. And he's not constantly going to the doctor because of what was put in the food. And he's not constantly having to go to the dentist because the food is causing him to have this weird gingivitis, this awful gum disease, and this the plaque and the tartar and the bacteria. And I agree that, you know, Antonio would be great with children. And these autism moms are saying, you know, however, that should be up to him to decide how he wants to live his love life and sex life. People on the autism spectrum deserve independence, autonomy, individuality, and their true personalities. And so the autism moms are like, okay, you are right about people with autism needing individuality, autonomy, independence, and their true personality. And you're right about how Antonio should decide ultimately how he lives his sex life and love life. And they said, you know, however, they said that we just need more, we need autism marriages. We need autism. We need people who have autism to. We need more people who have autism to be parents, and we need people with autism to date and have and to be family people. And the other autism moms were saying, well, all those things are true, but not every person with autism has to have these things. And they said that if Antonio doesn't want a trad wife means traditional wife, that's okay. We shouldn't love Antonio any less just because he may not want to do the family man route. You know, just because he has autism, it doesn't mean that he has to do everything that the first century in the BC before Common Era says he has to do. I remember, you know, they would agree to disagree in terms of the, you know, Antonio should be a family man. Antonio really shouldn't be a family man, or it's not mandatory for him to be one. And it is mandatory for him to be one. They would agree to disagree on some things, and the other autism moms asked the other autism moms, you know, the ones who are in favor of me being non-traditional, actually traditional autism moms, well, if Antonio chose not to be a family man, he had multiple women, how would you love many less? No. Don't get me wrong, a part of me would be disappointed, but overall, I trust his judgment, and I wouldn't think bad about his judgment. Even though I may disagree, I wouldn't be upset at the same time for very long, because it's like, well, I just want Antonio to be his true self, whatever forms that may emerge themselves or present themselves, whatever the cases may be with that. And the other autism, and then the traditional autism moms ask the non-traditional autism moms, so if Antonio chose the traditional route, would you love many less? No, I don't have any stake in the outcome in terms of it has to be one way or the other way. Whatever he decides, I fully support every decision he makes, because Antonio's a person of empathy, he's a person of wisdom, and Antonio has rock solid, wholesome boundaries. So whatever direction he goes in, I go in with him. Because Antonio's not a cult leader, he's not a cult follower, so I just want him to be him. Whatever works for him works for me. As long as he stays his true self, I'm 100% happy. I just want him to be joyful, because if he's joyful, that it makes it easy for me to be joyful. So the autism moms came to those resolutions with one another. And I remember there were some autism moms who would have these sex talks with each other regarding me, because some of them saw me as their standard of physical beauty and their standard of internal beauty, inner beauty, if you will. So I remember that these autism moms in particular would start asking me about breast sizes. And I'm in my 20s, so it's appropriate for them to just talk with me. They were like, Antonio, I think that you love all breast sizes. I think your favorites would be the would be the M through Z cups and the I through L cups. They said those would be your favorite breast sizes. And they said the bigger the boobs, the better the titties. That's what they said. They said, Antonio is sure enough a titty man. That's what they said. These are women. And I say that because it's easy to hear that and go, he's such a misogynist. No, I'm just quoting women. That's how some women talk. So gotta be truthful about it. And I decided, let me fully explain to you breast size comparison side by side. So AAA hyphenated A cup means bust 1 inch larger than band, weighs 1 pound. B cup, bust 10 inches larger than band, weighs 1.72 pounds. C cup, bust 3 inches larger than band, weighs 2.26 pounds. D cup, bust 4 inches larger than band, weighs 3.06 pounds. Double D slash E cup bust, 5 inches larger than band, weighs 4.3 pounds. Triple D slash F cup bust, 6 inches larger than band, weighs 5.14 pounds. G cup bust is 7 inches larger than band, weighs 5.74 pounds. H cup bust is 8 inches larger than band, weighs 6.7 pounds. I through L cup bust, 9 through 12 inches larger than band, weighs 7 to 9.5 pounds. M through Z cup, bust over 12 inches larger than band, weighs over 9.5 pounds. And they would go through all these breast sizes and say, Antonio has experienced all these breast sizes because of the women that are that delight in him, and they are telling the truth. That's why I cannot dispute nor refute what they're saying. I'm just telling you what they told me. This is not being braggadocious. This is how sometimes certain women talk when they're comfortable and cozy with you. In this case, me. And sometimes these autism moms would ask me, do I like the particular cups they had? Because yes, I experienced all these breast sizes when it came to all kinds of non-autism women. You know, because the autism moms knew that part of my past. That's why they would say it to me, what they said, in such a non-judgmental way, as a way for me not to feel guilty about the past, as a way of being soft-hearted towards me, colorfully speaking. And there were other autism moms who had all these kinds of breast sizes, and they would ask me, do you like it? Do you like the particular cup I have? Because they had all these cups. Like, non-autism women had all these cups. The non-autism moms had all these cups. And the autism moms had all these cups. Breast size. That's what cuts me, as you know. And I liked all the sizes. I was just like, you know, they said, but we know that you would take a larger one if you could. And I just had to agree because they knew the truth. And, you know, no, and they took it well because they know that I don't diss small-breasted women. I don't diss flat-chested women. I don't have a problem with those kinds of women. But they said, it's okay to have your preferences in women. So I was at times nervous and shocked, and I didn't always know how to respond because they were so comfortable. Like, yeah, we can have grown folks sex conversations. Yeah, it's okay for you to be attracted to what you're attracted to. And, you know, then they would talk to me about types of vaginas, and that one I was blushing because I was like, oh my God, they really are going there with me. And they would. I mean, they just did not care. They would say, Antonio, knowing you, because you're such a good man, you've experienced bony vaginas, full lip vaginas, shaved vaginas, expert vaginas, vaginas with extra skin, the 70s or 80s vaginas with lots of pubic hair, also known as a full bush, the virginal vaginas, and the peekaboo vaginas. So I had to really learn what those terms meant. So basically, and I had to research these terms because these are the terms that they must have heard their whole lives. And I had to research, and this is what yourtango.com says, because they told me all these sizes of vaginas, like they told me all the types of cups and what all the cups of breasts mean, but I decided to give you the formal definition so you know exactly what I'm talking about. So the bonded vagina, this is what it says about you. Chances are, if you're on the petite or thin end of the size spectrum, you may have one of these. This type of vagina is more narrow and bonier than most. The exciting part about it is that it allows for a tighter fit that ensures a sensational sexual experience. Next, the full lip vagina. What it says about you. Simply put, you've got plumper lips than the rest. They are so pert that they practically scream for attention, and they're just so damn kissable. The shaved vagina. What it says about you. You're so into making sure everything is clean, shaven, prim, and proper, and the sexiest of the pack, but sometimes you run into a few mishaps. The expert vagina, what it says about you, your experience in the vagina isn't shy about it. You have a wide or large vagina. At least that's what some people think. The truth is the vagina expands as we get aroused. The vagina with extra skin, what it says about you. No, we are not talking about vagina tattoos, although that's a thing too. Your vagina loves to accessorize with lots of extra skin in the surrounding area. The 70s or 80s vagina with lots of pubic hair, also known as a full bush, what it says about you. You've got a thing for comfort and relaxation, and your vagina shows it. Shaving down there really isn't a priority to you. The virginal vagina, what it says about you. Your body is as tight as it gets from those slender arms to that tight vagina. In fact, the walls may actually be closing in. The peekaboo vagina, what it says about you. You definitely know how to work the room, but you're not exactly the life of the party. You've got that clitoris that is out just enough to give the perfect tease. So, the women are telling the truth when they say that, yes, I've experienced all of these different types of vaginas. And that they're also right when they say that I have experienced vaginas of all types of sizes as well. I'm not blabbermouthing, but the autism moms don't mind y'all knowing that we've talked about this in such juicy, explanatory voicing, so to speak. And they said, Antonio, we know that you prefer full lip expert vaginas. And I smiled in agreement. And I like all the other vaginas. I like all the other types of vaginas. No diss to all the other types of vaginas. I like them all. And that's why the autism mom said that, because they knew. And that's how I truly feel. And, you know, they also would talk to me about the different types of vaginas when it comes to the any vagina and the outie vagina. So this was like basically comprehensive sexuality education that autism moms would have these talks with me. And I was always nervous. But they're like, well, take it as a compliment that we're having these medical and sexual healthy discussions with you. Understanding anatomy is an important part of learning about the difference between an innie and outie vagina. I'm only read a little bit of it. These particular terms may be misleading, however, as they refer to the external genitalia or the vulva, not the vagina. The distinction between the vagina and the vulva is similar to that of the mouth and the lips. The National Vulvodynia Association defines the vulva as the outside of the female genitalia that helps protect the sexual organs, vagina, and urinary opening from infection. The external genitalia consists of many parts, including the labia majora, mons pubis, labia minora, clitoris, and vestibules. When people refer to an innie or outie vagina, they're typically referring to the labia majora and labia minora. Some people may also refer to these parts of the vulva as the lips. The labia majora are the larger or outer lips, and the labia minora are the smaller inner lips. It says, according to one 2017 study, 56% of vulvas have visible labia minora. This suggests that it is just as common to have visible labia or an outer vagina, or outie vagina, as it is to have hidden labia or an innie vagina. As mentioned above, the vagina is actually located inside the body. It performs several functions, including expanding for childbirth, serving as a passageway for menstrual blood, accommodating penetration during sexual intercourse. So the autism moms would tell me all these things. They said, Antonio, I think you want the outie vagina. You prefer those because they're capable of being symmetrical in appearance. They're capable of having many variations that are normal in appearance. They're capable of being wider and longer. And the outie vagina is considered normal and likely to interfere with day-to-day function. And you want to see it before you perform cunnilingus on it. And before you penetrate it, that gets you more aroused than any vagina. And that's what they told me. Any vaginas are all different. They can vary in size, shape, color, and length of the labia. Also, the labia may be close to the opening or farther away. Hair growth, length, width, and odor can all vary too. No two vaginas are the same. Different types of outie vagina. Outie vaginas also differ. They can vary in size, shape, color, and length of the labia. Some may be wider, while others may be longer. They may have a symmetrical or asymmetrical appearance. People may notice differences in hair growth, smell, and color, similar to any vaginas. No two Audis are the same, and many variations are normal in appearance. So when they said, Antonio, you're more of an Audi vagina man, because you've experienced more Audi vaginas than any vaginas in your life. And I said, blushingly nodding my head in approval, and they felt a sense of elation because I could directly tell them the truth with a yes or no answer. I could do so with my head nods, I could do so with my body language, and I can explain why I like what I like in women with blunt honesty. So it took a while for me to be comfortable talking about this. And then they got more graphic, right? And they just kept talking to me about this. We talked about this for hours. So they said, Antonio, we know that you've experienced all kinds of lips regarding all kinds of vaginas. You've like really are that much of a veteran when it comes to women. So they said you've experienced asymmetrical inner lips, curved outer lips, prominent inner lips, prominent outer lips, long dangling inner lips, long dangling outer lips, small open outer lips, small closed outer lips, visible inner lips. And let me explain to you what Healthline.com says, because the autism moms told me what all these kinds of lips are. Asymmetrical inner lips. If one inner lip is longer, thicker, or larger than the other, it's considered asymmetrical. It's actually quite common for vulvas to have labia minora that aren't even. Curved outer lips. Think of your outer lips like a horseshoe, flipped upside down, a round curve that meets evenly at the end. When this happens, it usually leaves the inner lips exposed. They may or may not extend below your labia majora. Prominent inner lips. More than not, the inner lips are longer than and stick out from the outer lips. This difference in length may be more subtle, with the inner lips just barely peeking out or being more pronounced. Prominent outer lips. Prominent outer lips sit much lower on your vulva. The skin may be thick and puffy or thin and a bit loose or somewhere in between. Long dangling inner lips. These are a form of prominent inner lips. They can dangle up to an inch or more past your outer lips. They may even hang outside your underwear. You may notice a bit of extra skin or additional folds. Long dangling outer lips. These are a form of prominent outer lips. They're usually on the larger side, often leaving the skin thin and loose. As with dangling inner lips, it's possible for the folds to hang outside your underwear. This may give your inner lips a little more exposure. Small open outer lips. The outer lips are flat and rest against your pubic bone, but they're separated slightly, showing your labia minora. Small closed outer lips. The outer lips, in this case, aren't set apart, so they conceal and contain your inner lips completely. Although this type of vulva is commonly seen in adult entertainment, it's actually the least common type of vulva overall. Lastly, visible inner lips. With this type, the inner and outer lips are usually the same size. Your inner lips aren't visible because they're hanging outside the outer folds. They're visible because the outer folds naturally sit or pull toward either side. They can typically be seen from the top to the bottom of your outer lips. And autism moms told me your favorite vaginal lips are the prominent outer lips, the long dangling outer lips, the visible inner lips, and the curved outer lips. And I just strongly agreed with them as usual. And they said, well, you like all the other vaginal lips, but we know what your preferences are. Wow. Oh my. Wow. And then they did say, Antonio, you'd like to tongue taste all kinds of breasts first. Second thing you like to do all kinds of breasts is mammary intercourse, also known as they call it, titty fucking. When you put your penis between their breasts and rub it. Like a chest penetration, if you will, between. And they said, second thing you like to do is rub and behold all kinds of breasts. This is what they told me. Then they said, now we're going to go to vaginas. You love to... This is what the autism mom said. This is why I was blushing the whole time. They said you love to eat the... They said when it comes to all kinds of vaginas, you love to eat them all out. You're an excellent pussy eater, in their words. And they said you love to do that first, and you love to... penetrate all kinds of vaginas after you eat them all out first. Whew. So now we're gonna go to vulvas. They had the vulvas conversations with me. So the different types of vulvas. It says, this is poosh.com, P-O-O-S-H.com. Exposed inner lips and clitoris. The outer labia extends further than the inner, but they are still visible at first glance while not shielding the clitoris. Then they said, then it says, slightly protruding inner lips. The inner labia is petite but protrudes just slightly longer than the outer labia. The extended outer labia. The outer labia extends with some length past the clitoris for a curtain-like effect. High clitoris exposed inner lips. The clitoris sits up high while the inner labia drapes down protectively. Asymmetrical pairs of labia. One outer labial lip is longer than the other, while one inner labial lip protrudes longer than its partner as well. Exposed clitoris. In this vulva, the clitoris is exposed with no sign of the inner labia. They may be small and tucked under or nearly non-existent. Nothing wrong with that. Pursed lips. The clitoris is small and hidden between snugly fitted outer labia for a compact appearance. Protruding inner labia. This vulva shows the inner labia having a longer length and extending further than the outer labia. Very small clitoris. This vulva has what appears to be a very small clitoris, but fear not, all 8,000 plus nerve endings still reside there. Asymmetrical inner labia. One inner lip extends past the other, causing no harm at all. Long draping inner labia. The inner labia in this vulva takes center stage as dominant labia and may have some swing. They're protective and they are beautiful. High and tight. In some vulvas, neither the inner or outer labia seem dominant. The area is rather flattened out, but safe nonetheless. They said, Antonio, because they told me all these terms that I'm saying to you. I'm just giving you the technical credible information about all these terms that they were the first to tell me. The autism moms, meaning they said, Antonio, we know that the first favorite type of vulva that you like the most is the high clitoris exposed inner lips. Your second is the exposed clitoris. Your third is the long draping inner labia. Your fourth is the high and tight. And your last favorite is your is the asymmetrical pairs of labia. They say you like all vulva types. Those are just your favorite kinds of vulvas. These autism moms just were that comfortable with me. Whew. And I was that comfortable with them because I was amening. I was saying amen to every word they said. I really, really was. No deception indicated. And they said, Antonio, you love all the structures and different clitoris shapes. And they said, okay, I'll give you an example. That flap is called the clitoral hood. It is basically a fold of skin that protects your clitoris, a structure about the size of a pea, P-E-A, which is located at the top of a woman's vulva, right above the urethral opening. By definition, a vulva describes all the external female genital organs grouped around the vagina. These organs include the labia majora, the labia minora, the clitoris, the vestibule of the vagina, the bulb of the vestibule, and the glands of Bartholin. The two sets of labia form an oval shape around the vagina. Generally, the labia minora is smaller and surrounds the vagina, while the labia majora is larger and covered with pubic hair in most cases. The point where the labia minora meets is the clitoris. It is believed that the female clitoris is the equivalent of the male penis. And then you want to know, what does the clitoris do? Because autism moms ask the question, and then they told me the answer. But my carseemessy.com, this is what they said. What does the clitoris do? The clitoris has numerous nerve endings, which makes it extremely sensitive to touch. It can arouse feelings of sexual pleasure when stimulated, and for several women, this is how they are able to experience an orgasm. Even for those women who are able to experience orgasm from penetration alone, stimulating the clitoris can enhance their orgasm even further. The clitoris can be stimulated directly, internally through the vulva, or even through stimulation of the vulva. It is truly the push you need while climaxing. Isn't it amazing that the clitoris is the only organ in the body whose sole purpose is to provide pleasure? In some women, the clitoris becomes a little enlarged, especially during sexual activity, and this already sensitive tissue becomes even more reactive. Unlike the penis, however, the clitoris does not have a direct role in reproduction. In fact, on average, the clitoris in its entirety is about 4 inches long. Although we can only see the tip, almost 3/4 of the clit is hidden inside the vulva. The little nub that we see are the glands and are about 1 to 2 centimeters long. On the inside, the glands branch into two legs, crus. These legs are about 3 inches long and extend downward around the vaginal walls. The glands comprise of approximately 8,000 nerve endings, the highest in the body. The penis has about 4,000 nerve endings. Since a woman's contractions during an orgasm extend to the pelvic area, it affects an additional 15,000 nerves. Isn't it amazing?
Another thing to note is that each woman's clitoris is unique, and each one requires a different kind of stimulation to reach an orgasm. Like men, sometimes women get a little conscious about the size of their genital parts. Again, just like the penis, clits come in various shapes and sizes. While glands may vary from woman to woman, the potential pleasure remains unchanged. What remains common here is how the clitoris is unanimously considered an erogenous zone. So explore your body. The sole purpose of a clitoris is to give you pleasure. Let it serve its destiny. So basically, the autism moms told me all these things, but they said it in a much shorter version. I gave you the long-winded technical version. So they asked what does the clitoris do, and I answered because of my being highly sexually experienced the majority of my life. That's what happened. So they basically said, Antonio, you like large clitorises because there's more accommodating capacity room for you. They said you like those kind of clitoris shapes. You like all clitoris shapes, so those are just, that's just your favorite. And they said, and I just instantly agreed with them. Then I remember they had talked to me about women's body shapes. Oh my, these autism moms are the most real women, the most rugged women, the most raw women. Those are compliments, meaning they don't have time for horse shit. They're not fans of dog shit. And they've had it up to here with bullshit. That's just how they feel. And wisely so. They would talk to me about, you know, body types and body shapes of women. I'm so amazed, and I'm actually doing this episode. So then they talked to me about body shapes of women, also known as body types of women. So they said, they gave all these technical terms, but of the body shapes, I'm gonna tell you what they actually mean. So they said, Antonio, you've experienced all types of vulvas in every which way. They said that you've experienced all types of vaginas in every which way. You've experienced all types of breasts in every which way. And they said that you've experienced all women's body shapes in every which way. And they said you've experienced the entire bodies of non-autism mom women every which way. And they said that you've experienced all types of entire autism mom women's bodies in every which way too. So they talked to me about all these women's body shapes. So this is the straight body shape. You know, you have a straight body type if you have the same measurements for all sections of your body. This type of body shape is properly known as the supermodel body, also called a rectangular or ruler body, since it does not have a well-defined waistline. The body tends to look straight. Next, the pear body shape. If you have large hips and a tiny bust, You have a pear-shaped or triangle-shaped body. You have broad hips, and your waist section can look beautiful if you dress up the right way. Apple body shape. You know you have an apple-shaped body if you have a larger bust as compared to the hip section. An undefined waist, round shoulders, a smaller hip, and slimmer legs and arms. You also tend to put on weight first in the upper body section and the rest. Spoon body shape. The spoon body shape or the pear body shape is characterized by large hips that are bigger than the rest of the body. This creates a nice shape that resembles the number 8. You tend to gain weight in the upper section, especially the stomach region. Love handles are your biggest issue, and you tend to gain weight in your thighs and arm sections easily. I remember the autism mom saying, you're a big fan of love handles, so you never complain about that. And I hug them as my way of saying yes, and I'm glad they got the point. Next, hourglass body shape. Your buttocks and bust line are well balanced, and the waist is also defined. Your buttocks are round naturally, and your body is in proportion throughout. You have slightly rounded shoulders that align perfectly with your shapely buttocks, and your legs are in proportion with your upper body. Next, the inverted triangle body shape. If you have broad shoulders, small hips, and slender legs, then you have an inverted triangle shaped body. Though you do not have a well-defined waist, your upper body is voluminous and should be accentuated to draw away attention from the waist. Next, oval body shape. If you have an oval body shape, your bust will be larger than the rest of your body. The hips will be narrow and the midsection will look full. Women with these body shapes tend to gain weight in their stomach before anywhere else. The waist is not very well defined and ends up being the widest section of the body. The buttocks are flat and the legs are slender. Next is the diamond body shape. If you have a diamond-shaped body, your hips will be broad and your bust will be narrow and in alignment with the shoulders. Your midsection looks full like the oval-shaped body. Then to gain weight around the stomach and your waist isn't well defined. You have a little more weight in the upper legs. Your arms are also slender and well shaped. The lower legs are shaped well and they happen to be your body's best feature. Top hourglass body shape. It is quite similar to the hourglass shape. Your waist is the most gorgeous section of your body. You should definitely make an attempt to highlight it. Your shoulders will be a little round, and the buttocks tend to be bigger than your hips. You will have a proportionate body and well-shaped legs. Next, skinny body type. You have a leaner, skinny body type if your pelvis and shoulder are in perfect alignment. You have a small bone structure and are as light as a bird. You don't tend to gain weight quickly, but do tend to lose weight with a blink of an eye. You have slender arms and legs, your buttocks are flat, and you have a defined jawline. It's perfect as you can virtually wear all the hip clothes and look flawless. Athletic body type. You know you have an athletic body type if you have well-toned, attractive curves. You basically have a more muscular body, tight thigh and calf muscles, well-built shoulders, and a broader and elongated neck. Also, your arms are well-built and toned, but not flabby. Lollipop body shape. Yeah. That name surprised me too, but did you know that Angelina Jolie also has a lollipop body shape? The lollipop body shape is characterized by a full round bosom, a slim waist and hips, legs that are long, and shoulders that are broad. Next, it says round or oval. If your bust is larger than the rest of your body, your hips are narrow, and your midsection is fuller, you have what's usually called a round body type. Stylists usually point people with this body type towards tops that flare at the top or that have vertical details. The next one is bottom hourglass. As a bottom hourglass, you have a general hourglass shape, but your hip measurements are slightly larger than your bust. Stylists probably point you toward form-fitting knits and dresses. The last one they said was, and this is women talking to me, so I'm not being offensive. I don't control what women say. It says, they called it more cushion for the pushing. This is the UrbanDictionary.com. It's controversial, but it's the most understandable way of perceiving what the autism moms call more cushion for the pushing. Refers to the wonderfully smooth and buoyant feeling that a male experiences when he is having sexual intercourse with a larger woman. Large refers to body shape, full-figured, curvy. Some people say chubby or fat. That's not. The autism moms did not describe more cushion for the pushing as chubby or fat. They described it as full figured and curvy. I'm just being honest here. And I'm not into the social stigma of obesity. I don't do fat shaming at all. Just want to say on record. It says, in general, does not refer to height, although women with extra chunks in their trunks can often be as tall as or taller than the males trying to sleep with them. These women often have heavy, full breasts, squishy tummies, generous buttocks, and thick thighs, all of which provide padding for the male's frenzied thrust. They said, Antonio, your first favorite body shape of a woman is the more cushion for the pushing one. And they said that you definitely enjoy the top hourglass body shape. That's a favorite of yours. You enjoy the athletic body type of women. They said you enjoy the hourglass body shape. They said that you like the large hips being bigger than the rest of the body part of the spoon body shape. They said that you enjoy lastly the lollipop body shapes as your favorites. They said you enjoy all the body shapes of women, but it's okay to have your preferences in women. They said you like the bust being larger than the rest of the body, part of the oval body shape. And they said that you like round body shapes too. They told me those are your favorites. I'm almost done, y'all.
And they said, Antonio, we know all the reasons why you prefer big, beautiful women, BBWs. This is what they said. They said, you prefer BBWs because they are softer, they have bigger boobs and bigger butts, and they aren't afraid of rough sex. I'm not stereotyping all women. I'm not stereotyping big, beautiful women. And I know the term can be hurtful. Beautiful women come in all sizes, all shapes, all skin colors. So, I just need to make that crystal clear. Okay, what I'm about to read to you is the shortened version of what the autism moms told me. This is from iwantyou.com. This is slightly more technical terminology. Here we go. It says, women with a bit of body fat tend to be a lot softer to touch and feel. And I do not mean to be heteronormative. We're talking about how men are historically. It says, men are usually the dominant ones in the relationship. They love a soft feminine type figure to come home to every night. With muscles and trim bodies, most men want someone to cuddle up to. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of women with muscles and trim bodies too. And not all men have muscles and trim bodies, okay? In terms of, being toned and everything like that. Then it says, they don't want sharp elbows, bones sticking out, and having someone a lot skinnier than themselves. That's not true for all men. Some of them, okay? This is why many men prefer women who are BBW, because there's more to hold on to. They feel soft and they make the best spooning partners. Autism mom said these things to me and with much more, they used more colloquialisms. They used more slang. They used more adult language when they described that I like BBWs because they're softer. Okay. Next, bigger boobs and butts. So the two parts of the female body that many men are generally most attracted to are boobs and butts. Many men just love them. They love looking at them, touching them, and fantasizing about them. BBW women have more of both. They have great boobs and great butts. Many men love to have someone to grab, something to bite into when having sex, and generally something to look at. BBW have both in abundance, and many men are attracted to this. In fact, studies show that BBW women tend to be dirtier in the bedroom and any other sexual setting, which leads us into our last point before we get there. The autism moms were very colorfully crass when they described why I'm into big boobs and big butts. Not all autism moms keep it clean when they have adult conversation with other adults, including autistic adults like me. Number three, they aren't afraid of rough sex. Sometimes it is nice to rough it up a bit in the bedroom or any other sexual setting and try things that you wouldn't usually ordinarily do. BBW women usually prefer things to be a little rougher in bed and any other sexual settings. They are curvy, so they aren't hurt as easily. Most like to be bitten, grabbed, and have harder sex. I don't know if most is accurate. We can say some, but most is accurate. I'll take it. Many men love not having to worry about hurting the other person. BBWs are better at rougher sex, so for men who have this fetish, like Antonio Ray Myers, then big and beautiful are the best match. For men like Antonio Ray Myers, I say again, me. Why? why many men prefer BBWs. If you're still wondering about BBWs and why are they sexy, then let's leave with this last point. From early age, many people have an image ingrained in their minds of being skinny, having that model look. It's true that many men go for this, and it is what turns them on. But for many males, yours truly, and pointing at myself, big and beautiful is a more attractive option. A softer touch, better features, and a tendency to like rougher and harder sex are just some of the reasons why BBW is better for yours truly. I'm pointing at myself again. We all have our own personal attractions and to the opposite sex if you're like bisexual or straight. Well, not to leave out lesbians or pansexuals and polysexuals, you know, and other type sexualities that includes attraction to women, you know. And for many men, this means that a bigger woman means a better casual, more serious relationship. That's how I feel about myself personally. It's nice that, you know, autism moms told me you also like BBWs because many of them like to be spanked, blindfolded, into BDSM, whips in the chains. They like to be tied up, and they love sexual role playing. And they like choking too. And they like their hair, and many like their hairs to be pulled as well. I'm so glad the autism moms have mastered my psyche flawlessly. And then they talked about, meaning autism moms, Antonia, we all know why you're attracted to curvy women. They said more to explore, luscious booty, crazy in bed. And they added in like enhanced sex positions and science. So I'll tell you what lovedignities.com says. Curvy women have a larger surface area to explore and have fun with. What isn't amazing about more soft skin to kiss and lick? It only amps up the sexual energy, and it can be incredibly sexy. I like to say incredibly sexy. Women who have this type of body tend to have larger breasts, which most men really like. If you love to lick and play with a woman's breasts as much as the next person, curvaceous women are definitely the way to go, because there's LGBTQI+ people that like curvy women too. Facts. So that was the autism mom said these things in a totally different way with more adult language. When you have sex with a curvy woman, you'll quickly learn that doing it in certain positions, for many of us, feels even better. No diss to slim, because I'm attracted to slim women. I'm attracted to thick women. I'm attracted to even slim, thick women as well. It says, when the woman gets on top and rides you, you will really be able to notice the difference. The fact is that skinny women might be attractive in their own way. That is true. But there isn't much to hold on to or enjoy as much in certain positions like doggy style. Curvy women are always better for these positions, so you need to keep that in mind. They don't have to tell me. These are things autism moms were breaking down to me. They said, and Tony, we know you like curvy women because of younger appearance. While you might, then I'm going to explain to you what lovedignity.com says. While you may have never even thought about a curvy woman, you should look younger than their slim counterparts. The extra fat does wonders for smoothing out wrinkles that skinny women tend to accumulate like crazy as they get older. If you want to be with a woman who looks a lot younger than she actually is, you should look for one with a curvy body. These women tend to age very well. They said you like women with younger appearance because you have a younger appearance yourself. You're black, don't crack. So, you want somebody who has the same type of genetic youthfulness in terms of their skin like you do. This is what autism moms told me. I was like, wow. I was blown away and blushing at the same time because autism moms do not lie. And then I'll tell you what lovedignity.com says. It says curvy women also tend to have a bigger booty than slimmer women. So you will have a lot more to hold on to. If you love a woman with a big butt, you'll definitely want to find one with a curvaceous body. There's nothing better than grabbing two big handfuls of a woman's butt while you're having sex with her. Autism mom said this to me in their own different way. Wow. Autism moms know people, especially men, very well. I was like, oh my God. And the autism moms was like, they said, Antonio, getting back to more cushion for the pushing. I said, wow, really? And I just started giggling. And so lovedignity.com is going to say what the autism mom said. But they said it differently, but they said the same thing. It says one of the biggest reasons that so many people like me love curvy women is because they have all that extra meat on their bones, which can be extremely enjoyable during sex. That is undeniable from personal experience. When you are with a woman having sex doggy style or she is on top, you will definitely be glad for all that extra padding. I remember that all too well. The fact is that curvy women are just more fun to have sex with because you have more to grab onto, which will enable you to go deeper and enhance the feeling, so it's much more intense. I'm starting to think my sexual past was not completely bad after all. I love telling myself and y'all the truth. What I just read to you, factual. Factuality. Next, autism mom said it's completely natural, literally. It's a scientific fact that men tend to be attracted to curvy women who have larger breasts and wider hips simply because they were born to. Historically, men have always been drawn towards women who look like they would be able to bear children in a healthy way. There's a natural instant sexual attraction that occurs when a man sees a woman with a curvy figure. While the autism moms told scientific truths about me. Wow. Wow. Okay. The autism mom said, now, back to the crazy in bed part. I said, wow. It says, not all curvy women are a freak in the sheets, but many of them are. From personal experience, that is very truthful. Beautifully truthful, in my view. If you want a woman that can keep up with you sexually, you should look for a woman with some curves. Any man like myself who likes to get a little rough and having sex, we need to keep this in mind. I absolutely do. The curvy women can handle getting thrown around some or pushed to the wall. And it really enhance the overall experience of having sex for both of you. Most skinny women, well, I don't know if I say most skinny women, but some skinny girls feel like they can't take being roughed up in the bedroom, even though a lot of them do. From personal experience, that was fun. So you will need to remember this as well. Absolutely do. And they said to me, Antonio, curvy women have been less judgmental towards you, Antonio. The autism moms are right once again. If you don't want a woman who you have to worry is going to judge you, curvy women are your best choice. These women know what it is like to be judged, which is why you'll never hear any criticism from them about your physical appearance. I know that all too well. Classic beauty. Autism moms keep being right. Today, our society has gravitated more towards holding up skinny women as the ideal body. But that wasn't always the case. A curvy body is a sign of classic beauty. And it's something that's starting to come back slowly but surely. Slow and steady wins the race. Yeah. And this is no diss to skinny women at all. I'm just being honest about my personal experiences and many other people's personal experiences. And they said, and the autism mom said, back to being softer. I said, oh, wow. It says yet another reason why so many people like me love curvy women is because they are softer. When it comes to cuddling, snuggling, and hugging, there's nothing better than women with this particular body type. Many people like me love women who are rounder and softer simply because they are much more comfortable to. To lean on with. The fact that these women are softer will also be something highly beneficial during sex. Personal facts of mine. Hey, it was always the most fun for me to caress them and to rub them too. so damn happy. It says, and lastly, said Antonio, the autism mom said, you go for curvy women because they have the most confidence. Lots of confidence, it says. A lot of curvy women are very confident in the way they look, which only adds to the overall attraction. Confidence can be a huge aphrodisiac, and these women have loads of it. If you want a woman that clearly has confidence in her appearance, this body type is the one to look for. People like me go crazy for a confident woman, and the sex will usually certainly be better from my own personal sex having. When the woman you are having sex with feels really good about herself, you can come on a very fun and steamy night in bed in the other sexual setting of y'all choosing, which is the damn truth. So, I've tried my best not to compare women sexually, not to compare women's bodies, because I always felt like I was being a male pig by doing that. But the autism moms were like, no, these are healthy comparisons from a chivalrous man, not male misogynistic comparisons from a male pig. So I said, oh, okay. And they said, Antonio, you're not generalizing. You're not making blanket statements. You're talking about people like yourself. I said, okay. And they said, we're talking about people like yourself too. I said, okay, cool. Okay. To be honest with you, I've had full body orgasms the most with BBWs and autism moms. There were some autism moms that were BBWs. I've had multiple orgasms the most with curvy women and autism moms. These were curvy autism moms. Autism moms, don't mind y'all knowing this, they've told me they had the most clitoral orgasms with me. They told me they had the most G-spot orgasms with me. They've told me they had the most vaginal orgasms with me. They told me they had the most anal orgasms with me. They told me they had the most nipple orgasms with me. They told me they had the most blended orgasms with me. They told me they had the most multiple orgasms with me. They told me they had the most squirting orgasms with me. They told me they had the most exercise orgasms/corgasms with me. They told me they had the most sleep orgasms with me. This is what autism moms have told me when it came to our habitual sex having. I told the autism moms, and they don't mind y'all knowing, I say again, I told autism moms that I've had the most ejaculatory orgasms with them. I had the most pelvic orgasms with them. I had the most retrograde orgasms with them. I had the most prostate orgasms with them.
I had the most blended orgasms with them. I had the most energy orgasms with them. I had the most multi-ejaculatory orgasms with them. The autism's mom said that they had the most skin orgasms with me. They told me that they had the most deep orgasms with me. They told me they had the most fantasy slash mental orgasms with me. They told me that erogenous zones were the most pleasured because of me. They told me that they had the most exercise-induced orgasms with me. The autism moms told me that they had the most full-body orgasms with me. They told me they had the most multiple orgasms with me. We believe each other. I know they're telling me the truth, actually. We had the most all types of orgasms with each other. Me and autism moms said to each other that we're the best sex when it comes to each other. We had the best bodies when it comes to each other. Well, I know I'm one person, but you understand what I'm saying. The autism mom BBWs pleasured me more than the non-autism mom women BBWs. And the curvy autism moms pleasured me more than the curvy women who are not autism moms. And the autism moms appreciated my honesty because they know I was speaking the truth. Whew. Oh, there's more. I'm about to wrap up, pun intended. So, when it comes to erotic blueprint types, this is what the me and autism mom said to each other. Honest, I have been with women who possess all the five erotic blueprint types: energetic, sensual, sexual, kinky, or shapeshifter. I would say the autism moms were the best at the five erotic blueprint types: sensual, sexual, energetic, kinky, and shapeshifter. More than the women who were not autism moms. And to be honest with you some more, I've been with women who had all the 11 sex personality types, such as the decompressor, the explorer, the fair trader, the giver, the guardian, the passion pursuer, the pleasure seeker, prioritizer, the romantic, the spiritualist, and the thrill seeker. I would say that the autism moms, for me, were the best at being the decompressors, the explorers, the fair traders, the givers, the guardians, the passion pursuers, the pleasure seekers, the prioritizers, the romantics, the spiritualists, and the thrill seekers, more than the women that were not autism moms. And autism moms have said to me, you like our big boobs the most. You like our big butts the most. You like our wide childbearing hips the most. You like our vaginas the most. You like our vulvas the most. You like our clitorises the most. You like our curves the most. And you like BBW autism moms the most. The most means out of all the women who possess these things, including the women who are not autism moms, they're basically saying to me that us autism moms, we're the best at all the above. I strongly agree with them with everything they said. Even the autism mom said, when it comes to women's body types, also as women's body shapes, you like our all the above body shapes, also known as all the above body types, more than the women who are not autism moms. And again, I strongly agree with every word they said. As I conclude, the autism mom said to me that you have the best penis and the best testicles because it perfectly fits inside me. It's not too short. It's not too tall. It's not too wide. It's not too sized of a particle. That's what they said. It's not the size of a particle. And they said, as for your testicles, it's much bigger than marble size. And at the same time, it's not overwhelming for me either. It's the right amount of firm with enough softness to go around it. They said basically had the perfect penis and the perfect testicles in terms of taste, in terms of hand play, and in terms of the thrusting. This is what our test mom said to me. So basically, I slept with autism moms the most, and they slept with me the most. They wanted y'all to know this. So I'm not disrespecting anybody, but when people give you the green light to speak, I can't be sued and I can't be pressed for criminal charges anyway. And they can't be mad at me. So this is the most befitting way to conclude. They did enjoy calling me an ass man. And they enjoyed calling me that also because because that was my favorite body part of theirs that I tasted the most, literally felt the most, and we did the most positions in.